You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1606, brought to you today by Equestrian Plus. Today, we listen in on retired Racehorse Radio co-hosts Joy and Kristen as they discuss how to make using a farm or horse sitter successful and less stressful.
Recharge your training program with Equestrian Plus. Equestrian Plus brings together top riders, trainers, and professionals onto one video platform. Watch over 5,000 how-to training videos, clinic and event footage, exclusive training sessions, and more featuring top experts including 5-time dressage Olympian Stefan Peters, 5-time Olympic show jumper Ann Krasinski, Olympic eventer and silver medalist William Fox Pitt, and more. Join Equestrian Plus now and use promo code HRN15 for 15% off your first month. Visit EquestrianPlusPLUS.com to subscribe.
How do you like to prepare your farm sitters to make sure your horses stay alive when we all know horses need to be wrapped in bubble wrap at all times?
Yeah. Well, the number one thing I do is just like try my hardest to just put trust and faith in the person that is feeding for me. Because if I let myself like spiral into a total hover mom, like I will not enjoy or focus on the trip that I'm on, you know, because like otherwise you'll just be up all night being like, oh my God, what is happening? Why haven't they texted today? So some of it is just like, you've got to just shut that part of your brain off and be like, it is fine. Because yes, as much as they try to maim themselves and, you know, fling themselves off of cliffs and whatever else horses do when you're not looking or are looking, like most of the time they actually are fine. And so I just have to like suspend that part of my worrying brain and be like, it is fine. It's going to be fine. I have lived through like the worst case scenario where like we had a senior Belgian part of my driving team, and he did actually happen to pass while I was at the makeover one year, but it was his time and it was not like through fault of my farm sitters. I just felt really bad that they had to deal with it, and you know what, like that really sucked, but it was okay and like we all moved on. So I was like, okay, that the worst has happened, it is awful, but it is also it's okay. So hear it from me, someone who has gone through that. on a less bleak
as sad
note,
as it is, it's important to mention like
it happens.
Life yeah, it just happens sometimes.
Yeah. Yep. And like old horses, I collect a lot of old horses, so you just sort of are ready for them to part at any moment. So it was sad. I went behind the Jumbotron, I cried for 5 minutes, and then I put my face back on and went back to work because it was the makeover and I didn't have any options. So yeah. All right, that aside, I like to write everything down. And sometimes, depending on who it is that's doing the feeding for me, like my mom prefers to write things down in her own version of shorthand, which is fine. So I just trust that she has written it down in a way that makes sense to her, even if I look at it and I'm like, I don't get this, but whatever. If it's Eric, like Eric at this point has like fed the horses enough. He knows how to do it without writing any of it down. And then other than that, it's usually in the winter that I need to find like a third party horse sitter if we're away. And then what I do is I make sure that I have them come out to the farm first, you know, to look at everything, meet the horses, kind of like put their eyes on them and see like, this is the horse's normal. Like, you know, Jobber has his mystery winter fat leg that comes and goes. So I'm like, if it looks like this, it's fine. If it's like the size of a tree trunk, that's not fine, you know, but like, I understand that this leg doesn't look normal to you right now, but this is his normal.
Noting the quirks. It's so important.
Yes. You know, and you can't solve for everything, right? Like I can't tell you like every weird thing Shorty does, cause that would just bog people down for days, you know? So like some of it is like, okay, you just have to also, again, go back to faith and trust and assume that like the person knows horses well enough to be like, that's just a horse being weird and not like, oh, that horse is sick. So, you know, choose your horse sitter wisely. And then other than that, I try to make everything as turnkey as possible. So like if one of my grain cans is getting low, I'll make sure that I top that one off and rotate the old grain to the top, you know, cause I don't want my horse sitter that is already driving there from who knows where to do my chores in the winter or whatever. Like I don't need them also wrestling with a 50-pound sack of feed. Like I will set that up for them ahead of time. So I try to make it as easy for that person as possible, so they don't have to do anything extra. And then that way I have the faith that they are putting all of their attention just on the horses in front of them and not also trying to figure out, like, where does she store her extra grain? Where is her hay kept? You know, like the stack of hay is there, like everything is just ready to go and turned over.
I love it.
How about you?
I'm pretty similar. So, I mean, it's different because I'm at a boarding barn currently. When I definitely had horses at home, a lot of the same steps you did, especially with all the feed, is hay set up? Did I check like that waters are working before leaving and who to call if they're not? I like to have that emergency contact list too, like which vet, which farrier, who also they can call who might know the horses, like my trainers or like support from the local barns that I used to have connections at. I would always have that list on hand of who knows these horses too. If for some reason
that's a good one,
get a hold of me because I wasn't married when the horses were at home. But now that I'm at a boarding barn, I'm very fortunate to have very good barn friends, which makes all of the difference. We have a group chat where not only do we just check in on each other's horses, we send cute photos to each other when someone hasn't been out for a while or on vacation. We give each other's horses snacks and make sure they, you know, don't have burrs in their hairs. They're very spoiled in their herd. So that's where that trust really builds, you know, having those people you can count on and know they will give you updates, which is super appreciated. The other thing I try to really do, especially as we're hitting in between seasons, I probably won't be at the barn for about 6 weeks at the earliest, just given my recovery, likely be in my cards. So having like blankets set up, knowing Michigan weather, she probably is only going to need a sheet and a liner, given that time frame. And my horse is chunky. She doesn't need a medium weight anytime soon. So I'll make sure there is at least two sheets that I know are been waterproofed, clean, ready to go. So if they need to change one out, they can. My horse is a pansy when it comes to weather changes. She does not like to be wet or cold.
I mean, me neither. So fair.
Yes. She does have a shelter, but, and she'll stay in it the entire time, but she will shiver once it gets below 40. So got to make sure she's taken care of. So I'll have those two so they can rotate them out depending on weather. And I'll make sure her liner is in there too. Currently she's not on supplements, but when we had supplements going, I would always make sure those were set and easy to find. Her first aid kit. While we have a barn first aid kit, there are products that I really like for her that work well, that I know work well. So like cuts and scrapes, I have like blue lotion by Absorbine. We're not sponsored. I'm just saying it's one of the ones I like. If she has, you know, any rain rot or funguses growing, because again, we're hitting wet weather where her legs are going through those grasses. You know, I like to have that stuff on hand of what products I really like. So it's easy for them. And then I'm kind of weird where I get all of my scheduled appointments up front. So I know fall vaccines are coming. I will not be able to make it. So my vet has my credit card on file and I set an amount of how much they can charge. So if anything weird comes up, it has to be approved by me first. But I know that someone else can hold her through those shots and take care of it. Same thing with my farrier. He just sends me my invoice via email. I'm giving him permission just to charge it for her trims. And if anything weird comes up, just give me a call. So
I love that. Don't have to worry then about, someone like messing around with a check or trying to get reimbursed by you or super nice.
I love technology today. So taking full advantage of where I can make things super easy for everyone else. And again, having those emergency contacts. So Zach being my husband, they can reach out to him. Our barn manager is one of my closest friends, so they can call her. Lots of good things on staff as needed. And my only hope is we don't have to emergency trailer her, but luckily there are great people on staff who can help get her in said trailer should we have to.
That's awesome. We could spin this off into a whole episode because we could get into do you have, end of life planning for your horses, like, you know, I mean, end of their life, but also like, and like we did this before we went to Wyoming, because we were like, this is a potentially kind of dangerous trip. So we wrote down like, in the event we don't come back, here's where to send our horses, you know? So, but that's scope for an entire episode on how to do that. So we don't need to get into that now, but it's worthwhile. You know, if you're going on a long trip or something, you know, it's just something to think about, folks.
Yes. So good tips to have, especially again, in between seasons, unless you're fortunate enough to live in like Southern California where it doesn't really change that often. Maybe I'm being naive. Hey, have your plans in check, and people are more willing to help out the easier you make it for them too.
Right.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.